Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The excitement on Rocky Top is palpable at this time of year, and it's because Tennessee, a fringe college football playoff team, a college football playoff contender, no doubt, when you look at the Vols, these are my best and worst case scenarios for Tennessee football in the 2024 season. Guys, let me say this. Number one, these are not predictions, right? These are simply best and worst case scenarios. Every single college football team has question marks. Best case scenario is assuming the majority of those question marks work out in the positive. Worst case scenario is assuming the majority of those question marks work out in the negative. And also, guys, these are best case and worst case. Again, they are not predictions. Let me make that very clear. But with that being said, guys, let's go ahead and pull up Tennessee's schedule here. And we'll dive into the best case and worst case wise. We'll start with best case. And you look at this schedule, guys. Chattanooga is an automatic win. Kent State is an automatic win. UTEP is an automatic win. And dare I say, I know it's a rivalry game, but Vanderbilt should be an automatic win. You've also got NC State in the non-conference early in the season. The SEC opener at Oklahoma is really, really intriguing for obvious reasons. OU, their first SEC game in the league. And of course, Tennessee will try to welcome them in Norman. You got to go to Arkansas, Florida, of course, at home. Tennessee going to be looking for revenge. Bama on October 19th at Neyland Stadium. That game is wildly intriguing as well. What is Bama going to be at that point in the year? You got Kentucky at home. You got Mississippi State at home. You do have to go to Georgia on November 16th. The guys, you look at this schedule, and spoiler alert, by the way, when it comes to Tennessee, this is a team that when you look at them, love the line of scrimmage on both sides. They have one of the best front sevens defensively in the SEC. I think Nico is the truth. I'm a believer in Nico at the quarterback position. They're going to be fantastic at wide receiver. They're going to run the football well. I think the floor, admittedly, is really, really high for Tennessee. I don't think there's going to be some, you know, they could go 12-0, but they also could, you know, fall off a cliff and go 4-8, right? And by the way, guys, when we talk best case and worst case, it's realistic best case and worst case. So it's not just as simple as, well, best case is 12-0, worst case is 0-12. When you look at the best case scenario for the Tennessee Volunteers and what I see, guys, this could be a special season for Tennessee. I think Tennessee realistically is a college football playoff contender. I'm not going to say they're a favorite, but if you get to 10 wins, I think you feel really, really confident that you're going to be in that 12-team college football playoff. And when you look at this schedule, guys, here's the thing that works out so well for Tennessee. Yes, you have to go to Oklahoma and you have to go to Georgia. Those are two really tough games. But outside of that, guys, and you got the tricky game early on against NC State, neutral site game in Charlotte, North Carolina. But outside of that, guys, a lot of your games, your tough games are at home, right? You get Bama at home, Kentucky's at home, Florida's at home, you know, State's at home. You know, Vandy on the road's pretty easy at Arkansas, right? What's Arkansas going to be? I think this is a Tennessee team. That game against Oklahoma early going to be so important. My best case scenario for Tennessee football in 2024, I think 10-2. I think 10-2 is best case, guys, because again, you look at Georgia and Athens. I hate to say you write an L next to that one in heavy black ink, but until we see Tennessee actually compete with Georgia, because those games have been blowouts, I think you got to count that as a loss. The question now becomes, is Tennessee going to go 11-0 against the rest of their schedule? I don't know that that's necessarily realistic. I think you're probably going to get tripped up somewhere. But hey, you don't have Mizzou on this schedule. You don't have Ole Miss on this schedule. You don't have LSU on this schedule. You don't have Texas on this schedule. So it's not an easy schedule by any means, but it is manageable. And I do think Tennessee could hit double-digit wins. I do think 10-2 is in the cards for the Vols as the best case scenario. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNI FYDHealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. Now, what's the worst case scenario for Tennessee football? As I mentioned, guys, Tennessee, and this isn't the case with every SEC team, Tennessee is one of these teams, I think their floor is actually really high. Like, I think last year, guys, I think why last year was so big. I think Tennessee, under Josh Heupel, set the minimum expectation, I think set the floor for the program, if you will, going 8-4, winning 8 games in that regular season, right? I think they did, because I think you look at what Tennessee football was before Josh Heupel. For over a decade, they were in the woods. They were lost in the forest, right? They were abysmal for Tennessee standards, right? I mean, they just were, right? A 500 program. I think Josh Heupel has gotten this program back to a point from a talent standpoint, from an expectation standpoint, where 8-4 is the absolute minimum expectation. Guys, I think you look at this schedule. I mean, in a worst-case scenario, I guess you lose to Georgia, you lose to Bama, you lose to Oklahoma. We're almost reaching for that fourth loss, right? We're reaching for the fourth loss. Is it Kentucky at home? Is it Florida at home? Do you get upset by Mississippi State at home? Is it NC State at a neutral site who, you know, I don't know if NC State's ready to beat a Tennessee. So I'm setting the worst case scenario at 8-4. I think 8-4 is the new floor of this program. You can honestly convince me, guys, the worst case is 9-3, but I'm going to go 8-4. I think it's a really, really high floor for Tennessee because of the way Josh Heupel has built this roster, because of the way they operate offensively, which is going to give you a chance when every single football game you're in. I do think the floor is high. I do think a new floor has been set, right, especially, again, after last year, doing what you did with Joe Milton. I mean, Tennessee fans, I think we're looking at that season as a bad season, and you still won 8 regular season games, 9 with a bowl win over Iowa. So best case scenario, worst case scenario for Tennessee football. Best case, I've got 10-2. Worst case, I've got 8-4. When you look at the Tennessee Volunteers 2024 schedule, is this team a realistic college football playoff contender? And what would you say are your best case and worst case scenarios for Josh Heupel's Tennessee football team in the 2024 season?
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.